As he made the pilgrimage to the Alps, Trump, buoyed by a robust economy and soaring stock market, had two options for how to bridge this ideological divide. He and the many cabinet members in his retinue could reach out to the skeptics to try to convince them that American foreign policy under this president is, as was said about Wagner's music, not as bad as it sounds, and is more in line with their thinking than they realized. Or Trump could try to win them over, making the case for trade that is narrowly balanced rather than free, calling out China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran by name, criticizing America's allies in Europe and Asia for free riding on U.S. armed forces, and defending the unilateral American recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. He could ignore the importance of human rights and freedom and emphasize security over all else when it comes to immigration. The truth is, neither option has much of a chance of working. The distance between Trump and the globalists is too great. Instead, both sides need to be more realistic. The Davos men and women need to open their minds to the idea that some of what Trump has to say may be right. They need to pay attention to the many people around the world who rightly fear globalization and modernity. Trump is wrong to paint trade and immigration as the culprits, but millions of jobs will disappear in the coming years thanks to new technologies, from robotics to driverless vehicles to artificial intelligence. What new jobs these advances create will require new skills and the training and education to perform them. The Davos globalists may well have to pay higher taxes to help fund needed retraining, transitional economic assistance, and better public education. The stakes are high. The populism that, for the moment, is in modest retreat will return with a vengeance if large numbers of people around the world are left behind.